Why does the creation exist? What is the goal toward which all things are moving? For what purpose is there human life on the earth? Well, by faith, we have the answer. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3 reads, "Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." Now that text relates our faith in God to the origin of all things and is the basis of our Christian understanding of creation. Men have speculated all through the centuries as to the origin of the universe and have questioned whether matter is eternal or whether it was directly created by God. But apart from revelation, no man can speak with certainty in regard to these things. Reverent, God-fearing men of science have always recognized the necessity of this divine revelation as to the origin of matter, and have had no difficulty with the sublime narrative of Genesis 1. It is only unbelief and the willful rejection of the testimony of God that makes men stumble at and pervert so wondrous an unfolding of the beginnings of the created heavens and earth. Faith bows in subjection to the witness of God and glorifies Him for such a marvelous unfolding of the divine wisdom. No man who is not subject to the Holy Spirit knows anything whatever about the beginnings of the material universe and the creatures living in it. But to faith, all is plain. The simplest Christian with his Bible before him would say, "By faith, we understand." By faith, we understand the origin, the duration, the change, and the destiny of the whole material universe. What does faith teach us about creation? I mentioned five things which are evident concerning creation to the person who trusts God. First, by faith we accept the fact of creation. We read in Holy Scripture, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth." Knowing the wisdom, power, and purpose of God, we can accept that statement without hesitation. By wisdom He made the heavens, so that all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Colossians 1, verses 16 and 17 says it best, "By Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him, and He is before all things, and by Him all things consist." Those who know our Lord testify, "Thou, Lord, in the beginning, hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of Thine hands. Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created." It is no problem to us to say, God is the Creator of all that exists, for by faith we understand it to be so. Second, by faith we accept the order of creation. Genesis 1 recounts the creative acts of God over a period of 6 days. On the first day, He created light, air, and water on the second, dry land and vegetation on the third, the light-giving bodies, sun, moon, and stars, on the fourth, the air and sea creatures on the fifth, animals and men on the sixth. Now here's an interesting exercise for you. Take a pencil and number 1, 2, 3 down the left side of the page, then number 4, 5, 6 in the middle of the page on the same lines as to correspond with the first three numerals. Notice how the first three acts of creation match the second three acts. Day 1, God created light. Day 4, light-giving bodies. Day 2, God created air and water. Day 5, the creatures that fly in the air and swim in the water. Day 3, God created dry land and grass. Day 6, He created man and animals to live on the land and to eat the herbs. Now that is the kind of orderly, wise, and powerful God that He is. Knowing the order of creation, it is not difficult for us to say, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Third, by faith we recognize the persons of the creation. Each person of the triune God, Father, Son, Spirit, were all involved in that creative act. The Father is called God in Genesis 1:1. He is called Him who lives forever and ever in Revelation 10:6, And in each instance, we are instructed to worship Him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. Isaiah 42:5 calls Him God the Lord, He that created the heavens and stretched them out, He that spread forth the earth and them that cometh out of it, He that giveth breath to the people upon it and spirit to them who walk therein. Yes, God the Father was active in creation. But God the Son was the direct agent in creation. It is of Jesus the statement is made, all things were made by Him. For God has created all things by Jesus Christ. To us, there is one God, the Father, of whom are all things and by whom are all things and we in Him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things and we by Him. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was active in creation. But God the Holy Spirit effected the creation. Psalm 104 verse 30 says of God, You send forth Your Spirit, they are created. Holy Spirit of God, third person of Holy Trinity, was active in creation. When we say God created all things, we mean God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit were each involved in the origin of all things. By faith, we understand the purpose of creation. Why does the creation exist? What is the goal toward which all things are moving? For what purpose is there human life on the earth? Well, by faith, we have the answer. Revelation 4:11 reads, You're worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for You have created all things, and for Your pleasure they are and were created. For what purpose does the creation exist? For the pleasure of God. Now that's why the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. They exist for the purpose of showing forth God. So well is He manifest in creation, that the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead. Creation exists for the purpose of revealing God and glorifying Him. What a worthy goal. Fifth, by faith we recognize the goal of creation. All creation is moving toward a wonderful climax. For the heavens shall pass away with great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for a new heavens and a new earth, wherein righteousness dwells. Now that new creation is described in Revelation chapters 21 and 22, under the pictures of a glorious city, a spectacular temple, and a lovely garden. All that is necessary to human happiness and to God's glory is there. The original creation was designed to consummate its existence in the wonderful new creation to the blessing of mankind and to the glory of God. Father, we bow before You in recognition that You are our Creator. Since we are designed by Your hands and according to Your wisdom, we humbly yield to You to guide our lives. Forgive where we have sinned. Strengthen where we have failed. Guide where we have erred. And let our lives be to the glory of Your name, O God, our Father, our Savior, our Creator. In Jesus' name, amen.